Welcome to Advanced Automation of Send Effects for Drum and Bass. I'm excited. This one's going to level up your mix with precise, aggressive, and space-aware send automation. Think cinematic throws, dark textures, and delay swells that hit exactly when they should without turning your low end into mush. Ready? Let's dive in. Lesson overview. This lesson teaches advanced ways to automate sends and return devices in Ableton Live so your breaks, snares, hats and bass feel alive and perfectly spaced. You'll build a flexible FX rack on a return track containing multiple chains, reverb, ping-pong echo, and granular texture, map macros for quick control, automate sends from both clip envelopes and arrangement lanes, and set up return side duckings so tails don't swamp your kicks and sub. What you'll build? You'll set up three returns, one bid reverb, one ping-pong echo, and one grainy texture return. On the reverb return, you'll load an audio effect rack with three chains, map macros to switch or morph between textures and control wet level, high pass cutoff and tail length, and then automate sends from drum channels and clips. You'll also add sidechain compression on returns and create tempo sync delay throws and glitchy stutter sends for fills. Step-by-step walkthrough. Setup. Create returns in the baseline FX rack. First, create three return tracks and name them Return Big Reverb, Return B Ping Pong / Echo, and Return C Grain / Texture. On return, a drop an audio effect rack. Open the chain list and create three chains, Reverb, Echo, and Grain. On the reverb chain, load a reverb device. Start with decay between 2.2 and 3.5 seconds, size around 50 to 70%. And pre-delay between 8 and 25 milliseconds for snare clarity. Set the device dry / wet around 30% as a starting point. After the reverb, add an EQ 8 and high pass the tail at roughly 300 to 500 Hz and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz to keep tails out of the low mid and brittle highs. Finish with a gentle compressor, maybe 2:1 ratio, 10 millisecond attack, 200 millisecond release, to tame peaks and a utility for width and final gain. On the echo chain, drop Ableton's echo device. Sync mode on. Try 1/16 dotted or 1/8 dotted for halftime feels. Set feedback between 28 and 55%. Enable the filter LFO for movement. Dry / wet 25 to 40%. Inside the chain, add an auto filter with a low cut at around 250 Hz and a saturator with a small drive, 2 to 4 decibels. On the grain chain, use grain delay. Set spray to 10 to 30, allow pitch randomness around plus or minus 12 semitones, and try short sync times like 1/32 for micro scatter or 1/8 for bigger pitched gates. Dry / wet around 20 to 35%, then add redux at 8 to 10 bits and an EQ 8 high passed at around 600 Hz. Map macros. Map key parameters to macros. Assign macro 1 to the rack's chain selector so you can switch between chains. Macro 2 should control global dry / wet across the active devices. Macro 3 will be the HB filter frequency mapped on the chain EQs. Macro 4 maps tail controls, reverb decay, echo feedback, grain spray. Name the macros clearly. Type wet, HB, tail. Add a small compressor after the rack for return side ducking. We'll set up a sidechain next. Clean up low end and ducking. On the return output, add another EQ 8 set to high pass at around 90 to 150 Hz. This prevents tails from eating your sub. After that EQ, add a compressor key to your kick or kick group. Start with ratio between 3.5 and 6 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 120 to 250 milliseconds. And adjust threshold so you see around 1 to 6 decibels of gain reduction on the kick hits. That ducks the tails just enough to let the transient and sub breathe. Routing and initial send automation. On your drum break track, turn up send at somewhere between minus 6 and 0 dB as a baseline. You'll automate spikes from here. To automate sends in arrangement view, press it to reveal automation lanes. Select the track, then choose sends and pick send A. For a snare throw, draw a quick spike 1/16 or 1/32 wide with a peak around plus 6 dB. And have it fall back over 200 to 600 milliseconds. For repetitive gated effects or rhythmic chops, use clip envelopes in session view. Double-click a clip, open the envelopes box, choose device and then sends and A, and sketch a chopping envelope to gate reverb in time with hats or create stuttered tails. Creative automated moves. Try a preverb, reverse swell by creating a reversed snare sample routed into a long reverb chain and automating send from silence to plus 6 to 10 dB over 1 to 2 bars, then cut it suddenly at the drop. For snare-only tails, duplicate a snare channel or gate the snare so only the transient goes to the return. Then automate that send for delay fills. Automate the echo chains macro 1 to switch to echo and push macro 4, feedback, to 60 to 75% for trailing repeats before returning to normal. Advanced macro automation. If you want to switch textures from any drum channels quickly, group your drums and route them to the send. Then automate the audio effect racks macro 1 on return A. In arrangement view, show automation for return A. Choose device audio effect rack macro 1 and draw sweeping automation to morph between reverb and delay midbar. Practical parameter starting points. If you want quick copy-paste numbers, reverb decay around 2.2 to 3.5 seconds, psi 60, per delay 8 to 20 ms, dry slash wet 30%, echo in 1/16 dotted with feedback 30 to 55%, dry slash wet 25 to 40%, grain spray 15 to 30, pitch randomness plus or minus 12 semitones, dry slash wet 20 to 30%, sidechain compressor on the return typically ratio about 4 to 1, attack 5 to 8 ms, release 120 to 250 ms. Common mistakes to avoid. Always high pass your returns. Don't over automate everything. Pick important moments. Automate the correct lane. Make sure you're actually editing sends if that's what you mean. And don't forget to dock returns. Tails without sidechain will mask kick and sub. Pro tips for darker, heavier DDNB. This audio version is shortened for playback.